Amparo Torres' case is not very well known, but has made Canadian history. Amparo is the first Latin American in Canada to be accused of terrorism by the Canadian government. The federal government is trying to deport her to Colombia because, it argues, she is a threat to national security. What evidence does the Canadian government have to back up this accusation? Amparo may never know, because under Canadian immigration law, she does not have the right to see the evidence against her. Amparo's phone has been tapped by the Canadian Secret Service. Her friends and family have been intimidated, and she feels the persecution she suffered in her native Colombia is continuing here. Should Amparo be deported to Colombia, the threat to her life is imminent, as documented by the United Nations Human Rights Commission that made her entrance to Canada possible. We spoke with Amparo Torres to get a deeper look into a case that reflects the recent and little publicized erosion of the rights of immigrants and refugees in this country. Amparo, what is your current situation today?
Currently, I'm living through a very difficult situation because I find myself in the same situation that I was in 10 years ago in Colombia, a situation of profound insecurity with a treatment that was absurdly unjust. And this week, when women celebrate the International Day of Women and the role of women, I want to share with Canadian women my case because I consider it an aggression against my condition as a person, my condition as a woman, and my condition as a social activist for human rights in this country. I'm facing a federal court next month in April when I have to show the Canadian government that I'm a decent person, that I'm not a terrorist, and that I'm not a danger to the security of this country. This is very difficult for me, as I've been accused by the Secret Service of this country of being associated with terrorism, and I do not know what proof there is. I'm prohibited from seeing the evidence they claim to have to accuse me of being associated with terrorism. And they are using this to ask the court to declare me inadmissible to Canada. I'm a political refugee in this country. I've lived here for 10 years, and my political, social, and economic conduct is absolutely impeccable. My record of conduct is public and is open to anyone who wants to look at it.
Al orden del día de cualquier persona que la quiera mirar.
What legal arguments is the federal government using to deport you?
Bueno, ellos están basándose en una...
According to my lawyer, they are using a law that Canada has called the Immigrant and Refugee Protection Act. It's an old law, about 20 years old, that's not used much, but today, after 9/11, things like this can occur. I cannot explain to you in very specific terms the legal parts of this case because that's not my expertise. I'm fortunate to have Dr. Bulakia as my lawyer. He's handling my case.
Después de que uno sale de un país como Colombia, el...
After one comes out of a country like Colombia, the right to protest is very, very important. I consider it absurd that in Canada they want to impose silence on me, considering the situations of absolute injustice like the situations in today's world, situations of war, where they impose torture as a legal method, where they interrogate, where they impose misery through free trade treaties for the countries of Latin America.
Donde las mujeres somos acusadas y culpadas no por nuestra propia responsabilidad, sino además por los métodos.
The Secret Service accuses me of being a terrorist. In a short phrase, I can tell you that this is based on the membership of my brother and my ex-husband in the Colombian guerrilla movement. They say that Amparo is inadmissible because of her association with terrorism. I reject this accusation. I'm responsible to the world for my own actions. I'm not responsible for the actions of other people, including my brother.
Y no estoy obligada ni nunca voy a hacer ningún acto que comprometa los hechos de otras personas, y mucho menos los de mi hermano.
As an immigrant and as a political refugee, what rights protect you?
He acudido a la ley. He acudido al derecho que tengo de ser defendida por un abogado canadiense.
I have responded to the law, I've responded to the right that I have to be defended by a Canadian lawyer, and I hope that the Federal Court of Canada has much resources to impart justice vis-a-vis this accusation that's being leveled against me. I think there are many difficulties associated with the way in which the evidence against me has been kept secret. But I think that is a social fight that is up to Canadian society to wage so that Canadian justice is vigilant about the rights that each person has to defend themselves adequately.
A conocer de qué se le acusa y a poder defenderse de manera adecuada.
Why does the Canadian government want to deport you?
Sería como para mí también muy importante si el gobierno canadiense me explicara cuáles son las.
This is very important to me, too, that the Canadian government explain to me what are some of the causes that motivate them to want my deportation. I can guess a few. I guess the Canadian government changed its attitude from being a friend of peace in Colombia to supporting the government of President Álvaro Uribe Vélez, who is from all points of view someone who wages war, a president who does not represent the people of Colombia, a government figure who receives millions of dollars from the government of the United States to fund the war in Colombia.
Un gobierno que no respeta en lo más mínimo el derecho a los derechos humanos en Colombia.
And it is a government that does not even minimally respect human rights in Colombia. Lately, Mr. Uribe has signed international trade agreements, and he's done this against the will of the country. He was expressly prohibited from signing those agreements by the Supreme Court of Colombia because it clearly affected and deteriorated national sovereignty. We have a situation of very high-level confrontation, a political situation where we, union leaders, inside and outside the country, are persecuted. The Canadian government has submitted to orders from the Colombian government or has towed the Colombian government's line to persecute me personally, since clearly I'm not a danger to this country.
If the Canadian government deports you, would you fear for your personal security in Colombia?
Bueno, yo estoy casi segura que.
I am sure that in Colombia I will not have the treatment that I deserve as a Colombian. I believe that to be deported to Colombia means my life is at risk. My personal security, my political security will be seriously threatened, and also that my reasons to leave the country will have multiplied. And I will appeal as a political refugee if Canada really decides that I'm inadmissible to this country. I will make my application for political refuge in other countries through the United Nations. They are the ones that made my immigration to this country possible, because in Colombia, my life is seriously threatened, like the lives of all political refugees, particularly whenever any country in the world decides to deport us for political reasons.
Is your case unique, or are there more Colombians, more Latin Americans, or other immigrants that find themselves in similar situations?
Bueno, yo pienso que soy la única en términos de la comunidad latinoamericana, pero realmente no podría afirmarlo porque no.
I think I may be the only one in the Latin American community. But honestly, I could not say with certainty. The intelligence services have terrorized all of my friends. They've destroyed the peace and quiet of the majority of people in my immediate surroundings. They've got me fired from my job. I hope that no other Colombian or any other political refugee is living the situation I'm living today. I know of women from other countries that are living similarly harsh conditions. I'm particularly close to a woman from Iran who was threatened with deportation even though she could be tortured or killed if she was sent back. This woman was an activist against Sharia law. We were all very scared, just terrified of what may happen to her.
De que en su país podía ser asesinada o matada porque por las condiciones específicas
For a number of months, I've been working with the organization No One Is Illegal. Through them, I've met a number of political refugees that are confronting the threat of deportation. In many cases, deportation means torture, prison, or death in their country of origin. It's a disastrous situation for a country like Canada, where we arrived seeking protection, where the government promised us we could lead our lives with dignity and rights. We weren't told that we would be second-class citizens. When we arrived, the government assured us we would enjoy full human rights, the same full human rights enjoyed by Canadian citizens. But now I feel there are two Canadas, one Canada for the political refugee and another for the Canadian citizen. It's a very sad situation, a situation that I hope will not become even worse. I hope it changes for the better.
Es una situación que ojalá no se profundice, ojalá se pueda superar.
What difficulties do you have to overcome to continue with your case?
La dificultad más grande que nosotros tenemos en términos del proceso legal es el carácter de secrecidad.
The greatest difficulty we have in terms of the legal process is the secrecy of the process, the secrecy behind the evidence they're using against me. If you don't know what you're being accused of, if they don't show you the evidence they are using against you, you don't know how to respond. One has great difficulty not knowing what lies they're using against you. And that is the greatest difficulty I find in this process because it makes it much harder for me to exercise my right to defend myself. The only thing I can do is to recount my life, almost from the time I was born, demonstrating my good behavior. I'm a political activist. All my actions, as a woman and as an adult, have been linked to the history of Colombia. It's been very exhausting work.
Hablo en términos personales, no sé cuántas personas habrán tenido que vivir lo mismo.
It's very hard if we cannot see the evidence and if the authorities maintain the secrecy of that evidence. These political trials we are now seeing in Canada, and I'm speaking now of my own personal experience as I don't know how many other people are experiencing the same. These trials exhaust you and those around you. In my case, I've had to solicit letters and testimonials from people that know me, from people that don't know me personally but know the situation of labor leaders in Colombia that are still living there, still confronting the reality of death and persecution in my home country. I've presented to the courts the testimonials of prominent Canadians stating that I have behaved according to the laws of this country. I've presented testimonials from a number of European experts that know very well the situation in Colombia. I've presented evidence from a number of international organizations, including member organizations of the United Nations. They all testify to the absolute legitimacy of the struggle for the respect of human rights that Colombian refugees are waging today. It's a struggle that, as human beings, we need to wage. Otherwise, we would be cutting off the purpose of our own lives.
What can the Canadian public do to help?
Mira, en estos momentos nosotros estamos organizando un fundraising para el 18 de marzo.
Right now, we're organizing a fundraiser for March 18th. My lawyer, Raul Bolacchia, will be speaking. He will have the opportunity to explain to Canadians and everyone interested what is the situation of our immigration system today. We'll also have musical presentations from Canada and Latin America. As well, I'll be able to put together some funds to help out with the costs of the legal case. I invite everyone, every brother and every sister, anyone who as a humanist would like to show solidarity, to participate in this event. For me, the implications of winning or losing this case are great in that the outcome may put at risk my personal safety. My life may again be at risk. It wouldn't be the first time I'd be facing this situation. I've run the risk of death before. But it will also be a great loss for Canadian society. The fact that political refugees are welcome in this country only to be the objects of political persecution once again a few years later. I know the political persecution I'm facing today originates in Colombia. Nonetheless, the fact that the Canadian government is carrying out a political persecution from which it's supposed to protect me is something that can destroy Canada as we know it. I invite all Canadians to participate in this struggle for dignity for immigrants and refugees.
Yo invito a todos los canadienses a que se sumen en esta lucha, ¿no? En esta pelea por el respeto a la dignidad de las personas.
If you can give us a bit of details about when is this event taking place and how we can get there.
El evento será el 18 de marzo en el salón.
The event takes place March 18th at the Steelworkers Hall. It's located at 25 Cecil Street. Tickets are priced on a sliding scale of $10 to $20. We will have a night of solidarity with this, my case.
Allí tendremos una noche de solidaridad con este caso.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, bye.
You've been just listening to an interview with Amparo Torres discussing her legal fight to stay in Canada.